This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 406. We won't make you sit around and wait for the update. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hey.
What you doing?
Well,
besides the podcast.
I was about to say, I'm doing the show, silly.
Besides the show.
Oh, nothing.
Oh. Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
I had a good week, too, actually. It was, crazy, but for the most part, it was very good. And anytime you end your week with calzones from Mike's in the North End, it's a good week. So
there was a lot of drama and drama.
Yeah, I mean,
it had drama.
But mine ended again with calzones from Mike's in the North End, so it was all good.
Mine started with a car crash, then a fox bite, and then a peaceful Saturday. So
yeah. So again, so yours ended on the higher note, right? Right. See.
And I mean, and this week, hopefully this week's going to go super fast because this is the first long weekend I get from my job. So,
Right.
So,
long weekend.
These next 5 days go by smoothly.
That's good stuff.
So then I get a nice long 3-day weekend.
Yeah. You know, because the summer really is kind of like the epitome of 3-day weekends.
I have so much time, I don't know what the fuck to do, I can't fit it all, I can't do everything. And then when you go back to work, you have even less time, but then your weekend, you're like, I don't want to do anything, but everybody wants to do stuff, because most people don't have to do work on the weekends. And you're like, nah, bitch, I just want to wear, I'm in my comfy pants.
Like, for me, weekend is pajama jammy jam time and game, or marathon. I'm in that phase where I'm like, y'all go out on Friday night. Friday night for me is delivery in, pajamas and or comfy clothes early, watch some entertainments, catch up on week shows that I haven't watched throughout the whole week, I marathon at midnight. I get some delivery. I play some games till maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, then I sleep in late on Saturday, run a couple of errands, again, either dinner out and or delivery in, no dishes, all that kind of stuff. That to me is a chill week. Chill
Don't get me wrong, I'm all for every once in a while, doing something adventurous on a weekend.
Yeah, but not every weekend. I used to, when I was in my younger days, every weekend was planned. There was stuff, we were out, we were with friends, we were doing stuff, and that's why I didn't game as much. And now it's just I can have things come to me.
It's I can play games with my friends.
Here in my space, on my big-ass TV. I don't have to go out to an arcade. I don't have to go to Dave & Buster's. I don't have to deal with fucking tokens.
Fuck tokens.
If I want any kind of gift, I can get a machine that will give myself tickets. That's not a
problem. Oh my god, could you imagine? I had a rough day today.
And just hit a button.
You spin the wheel and it's
And it just spits out 15 tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, I can set that up. I got a popcorn maker. I'm all good. I get some good delivery in, get some steak delivered. You know, it's all good. So, this week, it's mostly, let me not lie, been filled with Destiny times.
Yep.
But I did get Infinity in 2.0, like we talked a little bit about at the end of last week's episode. And I said, we'll have some stuff on it. We've decided, since we had so much fun doing our live play of
Let's Play Together
Hyrule Warriors last week, that we do a Let's Play Together of Disney Infinity this week. And just in case you hear a little rumbling of stuff in the background,
it's Eshdog the Third.
That would be Eshdog the Third. Little Miss Nugget.
Eshdog the Second is not dead, she's just upstairs.
Yeah, she's upstairs.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. So the Third, my little Nugget, is running around because I can't game and her not be in the room. She's very unhappy if I do that. So, with that said, we've got Disney Infinity 2.0 ready to fire up here on the Xbox One. I decided to go with Infinity on the Xbox One instead of the Wii U version, simply because I wanted more games for my Xbox One.
Okay.
And I think, this is just me personally, that for the type of gameplay that Infinity is, it's just going to be a little more comfortable using the Xbox controller than necessarily for me, because I have smaller hands, the Wii U game controller.
All right.
So with that said, let's fire this up. And again, just like all of our Let's Play Togethers, which we're going to do more of as we proceed through Broke Bitch Holiday, we're starting this guy from scratch. So, disc is in. Board's connected. I will say that when I put the disc in earlier, it did have an update. Surprise, surprise.
It seems like a lot of them do from the jump.
But it was definitely a bigger and a more time-consuming update than the one that we did for Hyrule Warriors. Because it took probably about 8 or so minutes to do the download and the install on the Xbox One. But that update's been done. So if you're picking up the game, know that you will have an immediate update to do on the system. And I can't imagine that's not an update that you have to do across all of the systems. All right, so first message popping up is letting us know that the game does autosave. What's really interesting to me is that the background for Infinity kind of reminds me of the Marvel Capcom game where the characters were on the cards as you unlock them. So right off the bat, there's a kind of Marvel-y tie to it. Looks like trading cards sliding up and down the screen without characters on it, which is kind of cool. But we'll go ahead and press our start button here. All right. The next menu that's popping up here is letting us know that if we have a Marvel playset piece, to put it on the board.
And conveniently, we do.
As a matter of fact, we do. So we'll line that guy right up. And sure enough, the cards that were blank have now filled in with Marvel characters, Disney-fied for the game, that you see floating. So there's, like, Rocket Raccoon on top of Groot. There's Iron Fist. There's Hulk floating.
I see Thor.
Yep. I see Iron Man.
I see Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Yep. I see Black Widow. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty neat.
All right. Well, continue on since we hit our message to continue on. I will have to say, in looking at, like, the... I've always been impressed by the quality of the design of the Infinity characters, the statue pieces, but they definitely have captured very well that look in the game. So right now we're loading our Marvel playset. I did get the Avengers starter pack, which came with Thor and Iron Man and Black Widow. I picked up Captain America, Hawkeye, and Nick Fury because you can't not have a little Nick Fury.
No.
Especially when that little Nick Fury is a little
Samuel Jackson
as Nick Fury. You just have to do it. So we're starting off the game and it looks like all of the Marvel characters are frozen inside of the Avengers Tower, and Iron Man has just broken free.
Oh man, maybe Elsa is on a rampage again. Maybe it's Frozen 2, the Avengers Strike Back.
It's possible.
What's going on?
No idea. Jarvis, you up and at him? We need a status report. Security
overlords coming online. Alright. So it's none of the voices that we know from any of the Avengers movies, which is a smart thing for them to be divorced from those movies, so you can use these voice characters for games moving forward, and you don't have to pay out of the butt to have RDJ doing voices. Ooh, Hulk cold. Hulk very cold. Hulk not happy. Somebody should make Hulk happy.
I mean, when you are not in the mood to be chilled, like, I'd be upset too.
You see? This is why we can't have nice things. Hang on, Jarvis, I'm rerouting voice modulation.
Well, it's not why you can have nice things. He just needs to change back into Bruce Banner and it'll be all fine. Wow, Hawkeye has a little butt.
No, it's Tony. Remember? We're Avengers together.
Aww.
Handshake and everything.
As I was saying, sir, it appears Loki...
All right. There definitely is a little bit of the humor from our DJ's Iron Man in here.
I always imagine that Iron Man would have the type of digs that RDJ brought to his Iron Man, so...
It will not be something good, I assure you. Maybe we should check in with S.H.I.E.L.D., see if they've learned anything.
Yeah, let's check in with S.H.I.E.L.D. Where's Nick Fury? Like, his little character is right over there. Now, a lot of people have asked why I'm interested in Infinity at all.
I mean, you are an older woman.
But here's the thing. The majority of people who play these games are not necessarily kids. Like, look at Neopets. Their core demographic is actually older women. Has nothing to do with with kids. You know, so... people should not be surprised that older gamers like to play these games. And they're designed, I think, if you look at, like, the success of the Lego games.
Oh, absolutely. I love playing Lego Undercover and the Lego Movie game.
Those games are designed with humor in them that only older people will get, you know. The fact that it's a Lego game is what makes it enticing to children, but a big chunk of the jokes are inside jokes that are pop culture references that they're too young to know. So the same thing happens with Infinity. While it is designed at its core to be a game for kids and families, it's not exclusive of adults, so it's not something that's going to be mind-numbing for an older person to play. Now, I'm a big Disney fan.
So am I. Here.
I love all of the Disney movies. I even watched Bolt.
Even Song of the South?
Alright, I'm gonna... I will take that back.
You love most Disney movies?
I love most Disney movies.
Okay, then.
I've seen Everything with a Princess. I've seen all of their animated movies, even the ones that they did not do with Pixar. So, like, Bolt, I've seen multiple times. That kind of stuff. So it was just a natural thing for me when Infinity came out to explore the game. I was not a big Skylanders fan, but for me, Disney has the cachet because that's a known realm. Like, I didn't know any of the characters from Skylanders, and so they didn't attract me to the platform. But once I heard that Disney was going to be doing a little mini platformer that was going to have the entirety of the characters from the Disney verses, which was Incredibles and Monsters, Inc. and
the
Snow White and all the princesses playing TV shows. Even Eshdog, the third, Nugget, is, like, wanting in on that. I was sold on it. And then when Disney bought Marvel, and then Disney got LucasArts, so that opened up Infinity to having the Star Wars
universe. I can't wait to see what those look like.
And
because you know they're coming.
The Marvel universe in there, I was triply sold. So after they announced 2.0 was coming, I completely stopped playing 1 and started banking and collecting power discs and set discs for the toy box. Because the big thing with Infinity is the collectibles, that you get the figures that you can then use those players by swapping them in and out for different play sets, which are basically your arenas that you fight or play through in the game. And then you have different power-up discs that give you different bonuses for when you're using those characters in there, which we'll jump through here in a second. I've become an avid collector, so...
Oh, I know. I've contributed to your collection.
You have. I've knocked off space in my living room to display all of my figures. I'm getting ready to actually put more shelving in on some of my walls for all of the Marvel characters and the new 2.0 Disney characters that are coming, because I definitely want to get my hands on Maleficent. But there's so many aspects for it as an older gamer to enjoy. I like the collection piece of it. You know, the figures are really well crafted, and so they become little things that for characters that I maybe don't want to play all the time in the game, I can take to work and proudly display on my desk or have out, you know, in a curio style display in my living room and be really proud of them because they're really gorgeous figures. And then there's the disc collection stuff, and I like those because I like the customization piece that's in the game. So there are a lot of things that just speak to me as like a gamer outside of being a fan of Disney stuff, which is why I gravitated towards Infinity versus any of the other games out there. But we're ready to jump in and start playing our Avengers missions. So we're going to put a couple of figures on the base here for our Avengers playset. Now, in order for any playsets that you have to play through them when you're not in the toy box, which is the main lobby, if you will, of Infinity, you've got to use characters that go to that playset. So we have to play Avengers characters in the Avengers playset. We have a couple here. So
then who do you want to play?
You know what? Let's start with Thor and... Who do you want to pick there?
Thor in slot one.
Yep. And so there he goes. He's okay. Now dropped in.
And I think we'll bring in Black Widow.
The mission guide indicates the direction and distance to your next mission objective.
And so you'll see here that, or we'll see here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what you'll see on the screen when you do this...
All
right. Is, and Panda has to sign in as a guest here, so she needs to.
It's saying hit A. Oh.
So we're having a little bit of a misfire here, because okay, so poor Panda needs to go down to...
Add guest. I'll just be a guest.
You're a guest, because you don't have a profile.
Be a guest.
You can be our guest.
Oh.
Or a guest, or... Somebody's
bring the
guess.
Service to
know.
The test.
And we're going to be like, yeah, we'll just skip that because we don't need to do that. Fantastic. You're now a guest on my Xbox.
Yay.
Taking a hot second.
There we go.
All right. So now we've got split screen going on, finally. And it's loaded up and it's shown us how far we need to go to our marker to start our mission. And as the game has always had, there are little power-up capsules that you'll see throughout the levels. Some of them have items that you can use that look like if you were a kid and when you went to the grocery store and they always had those little machines that you had to put quarters in to get little cheap-ass toys out of. They look like those plastic containers, but they're just upside down. So I'm going to come over here. So
where
I can
smash and stuff.
It seems to have been damaged in the attack. Appliance of force should break it free.
All right, so we're gonna jump up and.
Next up, laboratory level.
Ooh, Thor hits things a lot stronger. All right.
Now in the laboratory level.
Jarvis right here is giving us the tutorial on how to get around the level. So we just learned how to ground stomp and double jump. Alright. We're going to use, since we're playing on the Xbox One here, Y to attack. I'm going to imagine that it's going to be the same north symbol attack on other systems as well.
I like picking up the sprinkles.
The sprinkles are nice. They're a nice touch. So we have some more enemies running to us. And it appears that there are some lasers that we definitely don't want to touch. I'm going to pick up some of the back sprinkles here that I didn't get a hold of before, because those are going to give us XP and allow us to get some additional...
I mean, I feel like the sensitivity of my sticks might be a little off. A little jerky, but not super jerky.
Well, this would be a great time then to talk about some of the options that you have available, because when you hit the, what you used to call the start button on the Xbox One controller, you can actually see your skill tree, you can see your mission log, and you can get down into options, and I have a feeling that you may be able to tighten up your camera, but it looks like all you have is inverts.
Yeah.
which is kind of interesting. But you, one thing I think is interesting is that you can change the level of combat from being normal to easy to hard, and I think that that's probably really important when you have kids.
Well, yep. I tested the laser beam. Not a good idea.
Yep, don't test the laser beam. Here, allow me to revive you.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm ready for more.
All right, there you go. Brought you back.
All right, I'm not getting this gauge right.
Yeah, you gotta double jump that. And hold the jump. Oh, but you need me to revive you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not just gonna come back.
Here. I died. So we could return. Okay. Alright. So, this first one, you wanna walk right up to it and then jump.
Okay.
Alright, so Panda's having a little problem jumping over that line.
That one I don't have to jump over at all.
Nope. And then this one you have to jump over. Now hold your jump. There you go. Alright.
That took me a second.
You know, just a little bit. So we can block, which is really important to know. Now, Thor does a lot of attacks where he spins his hammer, which is fantastic, because that's what you want to see when, you know, you're
when
Thor.
When you're Thor.
It's an important thing, for sure. And I will say that the split screen is not as distracting as I thought it would be.
It was pretty distracting last in one.
It was. It was a little difficult to kind of keep track of where you were going with the split screen, but I don't have that issue here. And I think one thing that you definitely want to keep in mind when you're playing this is that it is designed with kids using the controller in mind, so I think that that's part of like where you're picking up the controller being a little herky as far as
it's a little
being...
herky-jerky for me.
Yeah.
But if I were like a 6-year-old, I'm sure I wouldn't
It's probably
find
the
any.
Right control for them. But let's take out some more bad guys. And evidently, I can use my right trigger to do a different attack. And sure enough, for Thor, it is that I throw my hammer.
And me, it's
Mjolnir.
My gun.
Alright. And when you do that, you get different sparkles that you pick up.
Probably to level up that particular ability.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna guess. Alright, so, as always with Disney Infinity, there are different areas that you can affect. And there are some things that are character-specific that only they can open. So you want to make sure that you peruse through a level before you move along to make sure that you've collected all the sparkly things that you can.
Frost giants are damaging the tower.
Except they're frost giants that are damaging the tower.
Man, I wish I had my sweater.
Yeah, it's frosty cold. I guess we should probably go over there at this point. Panda's already in the room with the Frost Giants to take them to task. I'm following behind shortly. I'm going to take the guys over here on the left. I will say that they did improve the look of the game.
I mean, I feel like looking at this and remembering one, and we had done a Disney Infinity Let's Play together. A little bit. A couple, I think, last year?
Yep.
We played last year. The Lone Ranger set. And I remember, while I thought it was very cute, comparing it to what it is now, it looks a lot more free, like, flowing art. Like, it doesn't seem as boxy and controlled. Like, they were trying really hard to remind you that these are figures.
Yeah.
Like, they're giving the characters life, I think, here. Like, we see it in the animation instead of them, you know, just being like Toy Story rejects, so to speak.
Right.
We're supposed to go up.
Yep, we're supposed to go up. Hit this room over here. I'm gonna throw these guys.
How am I supposed to get up there?
You gotta double jump.
My double jump is not as high as your double jump.
Alright. So, we might want to move. Can you climb?
Yep.
Ah, alright. So your key is these blue items.
Hold on. Jumping is not my forte, apparently. And that's always been my issue. Being able to properly assess when to jump. Got it. No, I didn't get it. No! Why do I suck at this?
Alright, run this way then. Run! There it is. Alright. So, we're now moving right along. We're getting our skills. Now, before we go into the other room, we did, in fact, unlock our first skill upgrade. So, we're going to go ahead and hit the start button here and check out our skill trees.
This is the skill tree.
Oh, it is the skill tree. It's much different than Infinity 1.0.
And improve your characters. After you purchase an upgrade, the adjacent upgrades will become available.
Now, the skill tree is only different in its layout from one. It still works the same way. If you heard the voice speak, you buy a skill upgrade and then adjacent ones to it become available. So you can't make the whole map happen until you've made a piece of the map happen.
Like that. Ta-da!
All right, so what skill did you pick, Panda?
I did the Romanoff Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's going to make certain abilities of mine a little bit faster. I'll get a speed in boost. And the things that it activated after I activated that is a repel and a jumping spider. So maybe I won't have to worry so much of not necessarily always landing my jumps.
All right, well, there you go. So my immediate options here that are available are a midair recovery for Thor, a damage increase,
like you don't already do damage,
health boost, and another option, which unfortunately I don't have enough cost to, I can't afford yet, which is a lightning increase to my damage. So I'm going to go ahead and do a damage increase. Not too worried about my health at this point. Probably my next upgrade will be a health upgrade.
But this that's usually the best damage. Play for any type of skill tree is that you want to be balanced enough. Like, it's great if you have all of your abilities, but if you don't have enough life to take the damage, you won't be able to crack off half the things you want to do.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead. And I do like that it asks for you to confirm that you want to spend the skill point, because I don't think that you can take them back once it's done.
They might offer a respect later.
Possibly. But they don't offer the respect now, so you'll see.
Sadly,
that I can't swap.
Before we continue, I have a weird observation.
Hit me.
The tree.
Mm-hmm.
It looks...
No.
Do you see what I...
Yep, no.
Okay.
But I'm just going to stop you before you get there. Just a bunch of boxes. Just a bunch of boxes.
Are you sure? Because
we're positive sure it's just a bunch of boxes.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of boxes. It's just a bunch of boxes. Okay?
We might need to talk about this after the show.
All right.
Because,
it's just a bunch of boxes.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
Now, in looking at this more, there is a respender, so...
Okay.
It looks like you can swap something back and put it someplace
else. That's nice.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I think that allows you to really kind of tweak your tree as you move along. All right, so we're going to exit out of the tree. We're going to continue on with our missions here. Looks like I can focus on a bunch of stuff and break it.
Ooh, sorry.
I can even take damage, as it turns out.
I did not realize
that. So friendly fire is a thing to be aware of. In Infinity, we're going to continue to walk through
here. I see some baddies. Let's go punch them.
We're about to make those baddies not happy. Alright. So there's definitely more light that happens when I make contact after upgrading the damage for Thor. Because I seem to have generated a lot more sparkles than I did last go round. I accidentally hit poor Panda. Alright, we got more lasers.
Oh!
We're just gonna walk through this one. And a quick jump over this one.
They've escaped to the ventilation system.
Alright, we've got some icebergs here to break. To get some sparkles going. because you definitely want to break all the things that you can break.
Yeah, for all the glimmery
bits. For all of the glimmery bits to help boost your stats. So make sure that you break those open, like including these doors over here that I just popped open, because there are some items in here. Now, what's really interesting is that the split screen does not
force you to stay in the same space.
Force us both to stay in the same space. So Panda has actually moved on quite a bit far ahead of me. She's actually moved to the next checkpoint. I'm still further back. And while the checkpoint video is playing, I have a feeling that when we come out of it, I'm still going to be back in my area, which
and you
I am.
Are.
So I can continue to break up this room for sure. But I'm going to go ahead and follow my beacon here and meet up with Panda. And Thor, being the god of thunder that he is, his jump is more like a hover, and it can run for quite a bit of time, which is kind of quite interesting. But I'm going to go ahead and pop on over to the main board here.
Now I see that they're giving us a lot of health, so I feel like we might inquire either a whole lot of baddies or a boss.
And so I have a feeling that we probably should not have picked up all that health right then. But hey. Alright, it's baddie stomp'em time. Now you can also pick up baddies and throw them. So you can use them as a weapon. Against themselves. Which is kind of interesting. Now we gotta keep them off of this core. Alright. I accidentally ran into it. I don't recommend that. Now, another thing that I like about the Infinity games is that characters don't die, they merely just respawn. They go black for a second on the screen and then they're right back. Which I think is the right move to do, not just because it's Disney, but because kids are playing it. And so you don't really have to die, even though every kid knows it as being die. But we just got another upgrade. We've got the notification that collecting all these bruise spires will allow us to buy more toys in the toy box. We've gotten a toy for the toy box, which is, like I talked about a little bit earlier, the lobby, if you will, for the game. So when you're not playing a mission-based playset, the toy box is basically the space where you can do a bunch of different types of mini-games, explore different areas of the game. And Panda has now completed the mission.
Yep, I did
it. So we're ready to move on to the next one. Now that we've completed the mission, we're being asked if we want to continue playing in this set or if we want to switch play sets. Right, I only have the Avengers set, so we'll definitely continue playing that. But we can bounce out to the toy box for a second. Because the toy box is where, while if you have any Disney Infinity 1.0 play sets and characters, you can't use your old play sets in the toy box, but you can use any of your pre-existing characters in the toy box. And you can use any of the new characters in the toy box as well. So let's take a look at our toy box while it opens up, which will give us a chance to talk about discs, because
like, it's all about the discs,
it really
baby!
Is. That level we just played through, we didn't play with any power-up discs. We are going to play the next one with a couple turned on, which are modifiers for your characters or for your sets. So, we've bopped into the toy box. It's now read that Thor is in the toy box, and that Black Widow is in the toy box.
It's my pleasure to welcome you back.
And you can see that we can walk a little bit further up here. And we're going to go straight to this guy, which is going to walk us through.
Welcome to the toy box.
And show us.
In which all decisions are yours to make.
Right now. A playset that is set up to look like a city in Avenger Central.
Characters marked with blue light beacons are the Toy Box hosts, your guides to everything that can be done in the Toy Box. If you need help with anything, talk to a host.
So we have various hosts that will let us access the different points of the toy box.
It'll take you to the Hall of Heroes,
which includes mini games that we can play, areas that we can explore. Hall of Heroes is also back from Disney Infinity 1, and basically what that is it's the collection of all the heroes that you have unlocked in the game and played. So we can go check out the Hall of Heroes, but one thing that we can do is we can actually modify the toy box. So right now I still have the Avengers toy piece on my playset. I'm going to take that off, and I'm going to swap out some things. So I'm actually grabbing some of my Disney Infinity 1.0 discs, and I'm going to look for my scenery set, which will make this look like Phineas and Ferb. So I'm going to put down my first piece here, and you're going to see that the music changes.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb, yeah!
And I'm going to see if I can stack them. It may not read both, but it looks like it does. So we're going to switch our world to this theme. I've put both of the Phineas pieces on, which is why it's asking if I want to change the theme. I'm going to go ahead and say yes, and you see it paints over the ground. It changes the trees and the landscape. You'll see that now the buildings have changed, and I have some drawings in the corner, some plans. You'll see that there are spark capsules all over the place. So I've got some creative ones here. And I can talk to...
I see Mulan.
Yep.
Mulan!
Mulan!
And I see... what's his name? From Sword in the Stone.
Yep.
Merlin.
Yep.
And
so there are various...
Somebody from Cars.
Yep.
Don't judge me. I don't know about Cars.
That's okay. It's just a car from Cars is one of the hosts. Okay. You have... I can't remember what his name is. Danny DeVito did the voice of the guy who trains Hercules in the Hercules movie.
Oh, he's the little goat man.
Yeah.
The satyr?
He's a little satyr. So there are different areas of the toy box here that we can interact with. So I can choose to talk to him. So it makes sense since he trains Hercules.
Here
comes trouble.
Up.
He's the combat one.
And then it's the woohoo.
All right, so I picked the combat guy, and immediately some of the baddies from Aladdin showed up in our map, which we'll want to take out and get some sparks for.
You've completed your first toy box host mission.
All right, so we got a bonus toy that we can put into the area. We have a bunch of different hosts. So I'm going to change this from Phineas and Ferb. And when I remove the discs, it doesn't actually change the toy box layout.
Until I put on
new discs or I put on a new playset. So if we take a look here, which other ones do I have? So this should be a great set. This is my WALL-E set. So I have both the sky and the land for that. And we'll go ahead and we'll switch that over. And so... Again, the music changes. You'll see that the scenery changes. We can go into the world editor and actually add more areas onto the world and design it. But you can see that there's a lot of trash around the area, and everything is hosted by B&L, by and large.
By and large.
Yep. And so the music is quite cute. The hosts, however, don't change. They stay the same. And so your car host will probably be your auto missions, your races, your things like that. The world editor should be Merlin, if I understand that icon correctly. And this is where you can build. So you can build on more buildings. And all that space that you see before you that is gray can have built on. So you can see by just talking to him, an entire expansion city has been built on behind us. And I can continue over into that area and explore it. simply by jumping over to it. And it's very expansive, and frankly, it's bigger than the Toy Box World when I was playing Disney Infinity 1.0. So they've definitely expanded your options here as far as what's available to you. And the detail that's on the trash boxes, I think that's really interesting. So Panda, if you jump down, you'll see that the entire world that we're standing on, since we have the Wally World set, it's built out of those trash blocks.
Yep.
That
kind of reminds me a little bit of Minecraft.
Yeah, it kind of does. All right, but we're gonna walk over here to our new expanded world for a hot second before we jump back into the Avenger stuff. But I will say it's very easy to navigate the world, and the way that this quickly populated over here, I think, is fantastic for kids, because this is not the kind of expansion that a kid would build. But definitely gives them more of the world to play in. And then if they want to add things, you know, you can see that there's this big, wide, green field, for instance, in this Wally world that I could go into the editor and choose to add, like, more buildings to and things like that. So that works out pretty well.
I think I'm trapped.
I think you might be trapped. I don't think that you can get out of that, Panda.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Oh, never mind. I think I found it.
All right. So, without further ado, I think we're going to go ahead and jump back to the main world so we can go back to our mission to finish out our podcast here. But we're going to throw on some modifiers for our characters, which will give us some power-ups. And that's really where the disc collection comes in on this game and becomes important, is in picking the right power-ups for your characters for the missions that you're going to play will be key to being successful. So I'm going to drop right in here. I'm going to put our playset back onto our board. So everything will now ask us if I want to continue in the toy box or go to the Avengers set. We're going to go ahead and we'll say that we're going to go to the Avengers set. But I'm going to grab a couple of power discs. So I have a rare power up here that is actually from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that going to work?
It sure is. I'm going to throw that power up actually under Panda's character. And I have some power ups for 2.0 and for 1.0. And I think for my 1.0 power up, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw. We'll start with my Tron power up, which is a rare for Thor, and see how that works out for us. So our game is long right now, and what power-ups do is they add boosts to your character.
So, like, more defense, more speed, more attack.
The ability to
generate more of those money. Fees.
Exactly. So there are different jackpots that you get for different ones. So, for instance, my Bolt one here is a speed boost. My Wreck-It Ralph one here with Fix-It Felix. I forget which boost this is, actually. I think that it's just a gold jackpot. I can't remember. So there are quite a few. My one here for cars actually gives you a car to do races in or use in the toy box, which is pretty cool. My Jack Sparrow one here boosts your money.
Oh.
That you generate.
Oh, does it regenerate rum? Why is the rum gone?
Why? Because there's no rum in this game. So
the Avengers headquarters kind of sticks out like, hey, the Avengers are here.
Well, and it stuck out like that in the movie, too, like, so it makes sense.
I don't understand. Like, you're trying to keep yourself like a super secret organization, and yet you have a giant building with, like, your name on it.
So you'll see that our characters spawn, and when they do, you see what power disc you have recognized underneath you and what that gives you. Now, one thing that sounds really interesting to me is that that sounds like Samuel Jackson.
Maybe he came on board.
In fact, doing the voice for Nick Fury for the game.
Radar will show you what's around you. Yellow dots mark the location of your mission objectives.
So,
you can also use your radar to locate mission.
We've got to get to a specific spot per Nick Fury on the map. Panda's gone ahead and jumped on the motorcycle there. I'm going to go ahead and join her. And I believe that I just have to hit X to do that. I think. Maybe not. Maybe it's Y. Nope. Y smacks you. Can't seem to jump on, so I think...
Is there another one for you?
I don't think so. But it's definitely not X. And did you hit X to get on?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh.
Oh, whoops. Not that one.
Whoops.
All right. Well, let's just follow the radar and head to where we're supposed to go. Which is...
Ooh,
you found a crossover coin. I don't know what that means.
Yep, look at those supreme good freaking motorcycle skills.
All right, well, you do that. I'm just gonna kind of float in the air.
Whoops. I mean,
Panda's having some difficulty driving in a straight line.
I cannot drive in games. It is just not
it's
something...
It's a thing that you don't do well.
I've never done them well.
So while I'm just kind of floating in the air very slowly towards our marker here, Panda finally just drove past me. I think you actually want to follow the roads, however.
I don't obey the rules of the road.
To do this?
I destroy things.
Search the place and its different characters to find and open the law.
Because I'm just going to kind of float above the city here. And go this way, because, yeah, you definitely want to go around the building.
I'm just not confident on this bike. Good luck.
Oh, all right,
great.
Well, that's good.
I just got
to
get it to the tower.
So you just
got
to get it to the tower, and then you'll be able to use it. So if you just, you know, make the block. There you go. There you go. See? Panda, you're almost there. See the yellow spot right there in front of you? Yep, right there in front of you. Right? Keep going. Keep going. Yep. See?
Yes, it was Nick Fury. You were not there.
Oh, Nick Fury knows what's going on. All right, so you can see that there are various missions.
Oh, no, I don't want to summon the vehicle. No!
So we both got levels up. We both now have that motorcycle available to us.
I will never use it. Sure.
Okay. So Nick Fury has just told us to go and help out Jarvis. That will let you go to your skill tree and level things up. There's a pad that will let you bring up any vehicle that you've brought back. Jarvis is now giving us a mission to find these emergency power overrides and take care of them. And they're being identified on our map, so we can now go for them. So I can go over here if I don't want to use my fly and hit X to summon my shield motorcycle, and then get X to drive it.
Yeah, see, I'm just gonna walk it.
Alright. And so I am now going to not drive into vehicles and turn around here and head towards our identifier by using my radar. I'm just gonna, you know, knock a couple cars off the road. It's cool. Try not to knock a cop off.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's having the issue.
Oh, yeah. It's not the easiest drive to ever make. That's for sure. But I'm heading right in the direction of one. And, of course, a baddie has spawned in my path. Big frozen giant. Possibly Panda's path.
More, yeah, it's me. I got it.
All right. And I can actually see on my screen where there are baddies. And they're coming after. So I'm going to pop right off my bike here. I can jump with my bike. That's kind of interesting. I'm going to throw that guy. Do some punching. All right. Do some knocking out. There's a cop trying to help, which is really interesting. He's over there shooting. Got some sparkles to pick up here. Going to move a little faster. Alright. So that guy's taken out. And we now need to go over here to the power relay that Jarvis has asked us to go and get back in line. Come right over here, hit my X to use it, give it a little punch, turn that generator on, and now let's locate another one. So we've got one here in the northeast corner. I'm going to go ahead and head for that one. All right, Jarvis. I will locate those towers and activate them. Panda will come along to help.
Yep.
So we're heading in that general direction. Panda's scooping up some additional coinage.
If I see some, toys. If I see a collectible, I'm gonna collect it.
I'm also gonna do the same thing. Grab a couple of spark boxes here, and an extra toy box toy thing. Because sparks do go away after time, so whenever you pop them open, you want to go ahead and collect them all, so you don't lose them. But still heading in the general direction of that generator that we need to fix for Jarvis. I'm about 150 feet away from it. Panda's also heading towards one. She's actually heading to a different one than I'm heading to. So we should complete this mission together pretty quickly.
In no time. Lickety split.
So the music cue has changed because Panda's reached her destination. I've just about reached mine. And there we go. I've dropped in, knocked out a couple of baddies, finishing some guys up. We just unlocked some concept art, and it's for Black Widow, which is really interesting. And I have completed some kind of feat as the God of War.
God of Thunder!
His? Concept art. Alright, I've got my battery started. I'm gonna get some sparks over here.
It is of the utmost importance that you activate the power overrides around the tower.
Alright, and there's still one left.
Yeah, there's mine, but as soon as I finish taking that dude out, I'm gonna go and turn this one on.
Panda's turned her generator on. Okay, so let's take a look. Nope, she hasn't quite turned her generator on yet.
Now I have.
Alright.
Oh, I see something on top of that A.
Yep, yep, that's a extra toy box toy. So we've got to get up there at some point. G5932. So power's turned back on to the tower there.
Yay!
And we've completed our mission.
I'm all about completion.
A real challenge?
No, I'm not.
Alright, so
I am not in the mood for a quick pace race.
Your quick pace race.
Nope.
Well, let's see if Widow can be stacked. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw Bolt's disc on top of there. And I'm going to put Widow back. And let's see. Nope. Oh, there it goes. So you now have super strength going on. Plus the team up option with Yondu. And you've got a Rocket Raccoon coin for some reason.
Because I keep picking them up.
So you have some stronger strength there. I am going to throw on, just, you know, for giggles here, Hulk's coin onto Thor and see if we can stack up some stuff there. And I've got gamma rays added, so that should add a little extra oomph to my poomph, if you will. I'm going to go over here to find another mission for us. But all in all, I got to say that the game is pretty doggone cute.
Oh,
that's a jump pad. All right. So that's probably going to be really helpful in getting to some of those higher areas around the city. I've just jumped on top of this building, and it's absolutely stunning. And I can see that the Avengers building is way over there. And that's where we need to head, because that's where we'll find our missions. So I'm going to go ahead as Thor and just kind of glide over there.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Widow just fell off of a skyscraper, landed perfectly on her feet in Black Widow style. Because, again, in Disney Infinity, you don't die.
Okay, so obviously you can't use the jump pads to jump in any direction.
They only send you up. But that's good to know. Alright, so I'm heading back towards Avenger Tower, which are the exclamation points that you see on your nav, on your HUD, to let me know that there are two missions there. I find it interesting that you enter Avengers Tower on the back side of the building, it looks like, and not the front side of the building. But I'm going to go ahead, since I'm Thor, and I can get up here to the top of the building. I'm going to go ahead and get to the top of the building to get that toy box toy. And then it looks like there's a race that I could start from there, which I am not fast at all, so I'm not going to do. And we've got a mission here.
Sensors show much of the city's power grid is offline.
So there's some more power grid options that we've got to go and get.
The city to restore energy to the civilian population.
I love the snow. You can actually make out the snowflakes.
All of your active missions will be tracked in your mission log. Check your mission log at any time to view your current missions or activate your mission guide.
I do love how quickly the tutorials are for the explanation of what you need to do and where you need to go in the game. And as you can see, we've got more dots on our HUD, so we can start heading out for these guys. I'm going to go ahead and get a couple of them, and then we'll wrap for the podcast. But I have to say, right off the bat, I will definitely be playing Infinity for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Between the different play sets that are planned, you know, because you have the Marvel set of power-up discs as well as the Disney set of character discs that are planned, that are going to be of interest to everyone. You've got a Guardians of the Galaxy set that's already out, including a play set, which will definitely be a lot of fun to play with. There's just a lot to do. And,
not enough time to do it all in.
Well, I mean, not enough time to do it all in. And it's just fun. You know, you can couch play like we are, which is a lot of fun. But you can also run through it by yourself and not feel overwhelmed.
This sector's power grid is back online.
You know, and that's a lot of fun, I think. Especially when you're thinking about holidays. Like, I would absolutely recommend this as a gift to give. Definitely would not suck. Whether you're an older gamer or you're giving to someone who has young children, I would say, especially if they're a fan of any of the Disney characters at all.
I mean, I feel that's why we're seeing a lot of games that appeal to the a family set and not necessarily like the solo, you know, casual, habitual, hardcore, whatever you want to call it, gamer. Like, people are really kind of clamoring for the games that you can play together on your couch and not necessarily seeking for the interactions that you get online now. Like, people want to return back to the roots, it seems. So,
well, I think that's a thing when you are thinking about game night at home. You know, it's a lot more interesting to do couch play, local play for game night at home than necessarily online gameplay. So I think as you start having more families game together, parents game with their children, things like that, that games like Infinity make a lot of sense, because this is something that I could play with a niece or a nephew or a six-year-old and have just as much fun playing with them as they would have playing it, you know? And there's a lot to be said for that. Even though this is a very cartoony world, it's designed very well, and there's something going on every corner, whether it's a collectible or whether it's a mini game to play or a mission to complete the level. You know, it's constantly got something going on for you to engage with or do, and that's a lot of fun, and I think something that a lot of people can get behind, not just your hardcore gamers, but definitely your casual and even those who don't game at all.
I think you're absolutely right.
And that's an important thing, because at the end of the day, I've said it before, I'll say it again, games should be fun, and Disney Infinity is definitely fun.
This sector's power grid is back online. Alright,
so I'm about to drop in and turn this power grid back on, because, you know, I am the god of thunder, so I just kind of roll in.
I'm surprised you can't just strike them with your power and turn them back on.
You would think that I would, you know, be able to from the sky.
This sector's power grid is back online.
Just kind of.
I wonder if I can
throw my hammer up.
No,
no. There's no swimming in Disney Infinity.
Nope, I cannot swim.
Panda has confirmed.
I cannot swim.
You get reset back on the shore. So don't jump in the water. It's not going to do you any good.
It's very much like Delson from Infamous Second Son.
Yeah,
no swimming for you.
No swimmy. Absolutely no swimmy. Alright, so I'm turning this grid back on.
Now see, I'm in front of something that is hollowed out. And I can't see the face to see who I'd have to be. Oh, I think this is a Hulk, actually.
I'm
going to go and just...
Well, I don't have a Hulk.
Oh, you don't.
So you can't be the Hulk.
Never mind.
Because the Hulk is a character that is exclusive by platform, I believe, until the end of October.
Lame.
It might be the end of November. So you can only get him if you got the collector set or the starter set for something else. Now, I seem to see there's a race there, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get this final, which is 400 feet away from me.
I think we're heading to the same place.
I think we're both heading to the same one, which is kind of funny.
But I think it's high up, which means you might get to it before I do.
It's possible. You're actually making much better time heading towards it than I am.
Because, I mean, even though you're floating quite slow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the god of thunder. I'm not the god of speed.
That's right. You're not Flash.
Okay.
Don't try to be Flash.
I'm not Flash. I'm Thor. Damn it. One of the things I'm curious about is whether or not the new female Thor is going to be a figure that you can get down the road for Infinity so that you can be the goddess.
All right, I'm obviously not going in the right direction.
You are not going in the right direction, Panda.
I'm just hitting the thingies.
You have somehow
you're
going
to get it.
Gone in the right direction.
But now I've fixed that.
Because you are now 300 and some odd meters away. And, yeah, that.
Yeah, because my only way to get to the thing is if I find these jumpies.
All right. And we have completed the mission, and we unlocked the car. So, hey, that's good stuff. So that's Disney Infinity. I'd have to say that I really do like the couch play. I like the couch play a bit more than just the lone play. As far as, like, completing missions together.
Together!
Trying to traverse this big map by myself to do this power grid thing definitely would have taken me twice as long just as far as getting around the city. So I think that this is definitely built with couch play in mind for sure. Mm-hmm. But I really like the fact that the characters look really, really very well detailed. The city looks really well detailed. The missions are, in fact, fun. The tutorials are easy to follow. And like I said, I think that this would make a great game for a family that games together. And I think that is regardless of which platform it's on.
So, I mean, if you are looking for something for, the holiday that is vastly approaching.
There's a birthday coming up for a niece or a nephew.
Or, I mean, maybe you want to give a gift for Halloween. You can give presents.
You can.
Before Christmas, you could get presents for Halloween.
That's totally a treat.
Totally something you can do. Also, I just want to make a side note, just a little funny, that we both have 1,997 blue cubes, 1997. What? I was like a youngin' then.
We were all youngins then.
Man. Woo!
But I think with just the expansive amount of characters that are available to play in the game, and hot swap them out so I don't have to stop the game to pick up a different character. I can pick Thor up right now and take my power-up discs off the set here and go ahead and throw Iron Man on.
I'm Iron Man!
And now I've swapped in and I'm Iron Man and I don't have the Gamma Ray thing adjusted anymore, but Iron Man's now available in my toy box to bring out as a toy and have him running around my city, and I can throw different multipliers on him. It just makes it a lot more fun to create my own story because I can bounce back between being Thor and Iron Man for a while and build up his skills tree and see how it's different.
I totally can't wait for the chance that we get when we finally get to play as the Frozen Sisters because I want to know what Anna's secret ability is because we know Elsa's is, making snow. But, I want to know what Anna can do.
It'll be interesting to find out. So.
It will be Kristen Bell and her awkward conversation.
It might be awkward.
It's like, I want a shrimp chocolate, am I fine?
It's possible.
But I mean, I don't blame the girl. Who wouldn't?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and save, because you do want to save. It does autosave, but I prefer...
I always have an autosave and then a physical save that I will do.
I like to make sure that I have a game save before I bounce out into anything, like the toy box or things like that. You can go in, and there's a option called feats that will let you see the different feats for your character that you currently have on the game that you can do.
Right.
And see what they are and get their details and get those guys unlocked. And those just unlock new treasures that are available to you via the toolbox. The toy box. I almost said toolbox. What's going on? That's crazy.
In my toolbox with my scissors and hammer.
That's just silly. That's just crazy. But, no, I love the game. And I think that Disney's done a really good job on it. And I think that if you have anybody in your life who likes the Skylanders type games, if they've never played Disney Infinity before, Infinity is a great place to start, especially if they haven't, you know, done a deep collection of Skylanders, but they're interested in that type of game. I think that Infinity is a little bit...
I think children will resonate with the Disney Marvel Lucas...
Like it's a Disney Marvel, you know, Lucas World will resonate with kids a little bit more than Skylanders. Skylanders is a lot of fun, and, you know, with the ability to trap different members and have members talk back to you when you do stuff, there's an interactive piece of Skylanders that's very interesting. But all in all, I really like Infinity. I think that it's a great system. It's easy to set up and play with. And like I said, you have the collectible thing on the back end, so, you know, when your kids
when you're all done playing, you can still admire them from afar. And,
exactly.
And enjoy their presence in your space.
You know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So, yeah. Definitely wouldn't suck as a gift. You agree, Panda?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm planning to probably buy you a lot, so it better not suck as a gift.
Yeah, you don't want that to suck as a gift.
No.
There's a lot of Infinity figures that people can get me for
various
reasons.
Holidays.
Birthday, Valentine's
Day,
Christmas.
Just because you saw it, which is primarily what I happen to do.
A day that ends in Y.
I'm like, hey, I saw these, and Rapunzel, you want them? Here you go. Yep. I got them for you.
And that pretty much works for me. So, yeah, good job, Disney. Really liking the game. Really liking the game. So, as always, as we end out our show, I like to remind you that you can check out all the stuff that we think about, write about, reviews, previews, all that good stuff on the website, www.egmnow.com/Electric Sisterhood. You can catch our podcast at www.electricsisterhood.com. You will also find our podcast in the iTunes store, either via your desktop or via the iOS podcast application, searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting subscribe. You'll find our podcast also on the Voice of Geeks Network, vognetwork.com. See, I slowed down so that way I didn't mess it up.
I saw that. I heard that. I'm proud of that.
Lots of really good shows over at VOG, so make sure that you check them out. You can find our podcast on just about any search engine that you look for. Shout out to a bunch of phenomenal people that just make it fun to do this show and be on the nets and just be in games in general, including Gamer Tag Radio, who gave us a really nice shout out in an article last week about community journalism. We totally appreciate that stuff. You want to check out the other members of our team. Their shows and podcasts are amazing. So make sure that you hit up on Tuesdays, No Borders, No Race. It's all about indie. J-pop, K-pop, music, movies, books. I mean, if it's independent entertainment, KBD is talking about it. No Borders, No Race at b3crew.com. For the bump in your booty and the pep in your step. Make sure that you check out Geek Aggro on Wednesdays, hosted by our homeboy Deuces Wild. He's putting together some great trap EDM and dance music for you that some of it you've heard, most of it you probably haven't, but you definitely owe it to yourself to check it out. On Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program, call in live, share your issues, have a great time, just chitty chat it out, be on the live stream. It's great, great, great. Trust me, it's random, but it is so good.
It's free therapy.
And then for the rest of your week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh. Like us, because we share all kinds of stuff that we don't put on the podcast or do reviews about on there. Nerd things that we're geeking out about that we find interesting. Ask us questions. If there's something that you want us to check out and talk about on a podcast, you can let us know there, and we'll let you know if we're going to do it or not. You can hit us up on the Twitter for all kinds of geek-related news and just stuff that's going on in our neighborhood. Shows that are being released, articles that we're putting out, just stuff that we find that's really cool that we want to share. So you'll find that stuff at twitter.com/ESH News. So with that, I'm going to turn to my sister and say, "Hey, yo, sis.
Hey.
What shit you digging this week?"
Food, because I'm hungry.
Well, damn.
What are you digging this week?
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of just falling back in love with anime this week. I've been watching...
Oh, I guess we know what we're going to be talking about next week on the show.
Probably going to be talking about anime. Been watching a couple of series. I marathoned through one last night, and I picked up book 3 of Legend of Korra, so I'm probably going to talk about that next week, and started on book 4, which just started with Nickelodeon. So but I'm falling back in love with it. Like, I fell out of love with it for a little bit.
I'm only halfway through book 2.
Got real hot and heavy.
And, well, you've ruined stuff for me.
Well, book 3 is...
Ah, la, la, la,
it's in the iTunes
la, la,
library.
La, la, la.
So finish 2 and get through 3. Finish 2 and get through 3. But yeah, no, I've fallen back in love with anime, and there's some really great new series that have popped up that I'm really enjoying. So we'll be talking about them on the next podcast.
Okay, then.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week, guys.
Peace!